Well, it's a good idea to plan for all stages of your life when you're remodeling or even when you're building from scratch, even if you're in perfect health right now. Hey, you never know what life may throw at you along the way.
That's right, and a universally designed bathroom can do just that by simply making your bathroom accessible to people of all abilities. The host of This Old House, Kevin O'Connor, is here now to tell us more. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
Now, it sounds like making these bathroom alterations isn't always that difficult.
It's not. And in fact, I think these are some great DIY projects. And, you know, you've got to keep in mind, you might not just be doing these for people who have physical disabilities. These make sense for anybody at any age, and they can really increase the amount of time that we spend in our houses comfortably.
Really good point. And, you know, something as simple as a doorknob, we're so used to round doorknobs, but a lever handle is just easier to use.
If your hands are arthritic, getting it around that round doorknob and actually turning it left or right could be difficult. With a lever handle, you can actually use your palm, your elbow, your arm. It's a lot easier to work on.
Let alone that, if your hands are filled with groceries.
Yeah, absolutely.
If my hands are filled with, you know, the laundry, Henry's toys,
children,
anything and everything, an elbow is great. I mean, and the same goes for bathroom faucets and fixtures as well. You know, knob handles in the shower or on the sink really could be much more easily operable with lever handles as well.
And I tell you what, they look great. You know, this is not something you expect to see in a facility or a hospital. These are some good looking fixtures, so it's a nice upgrade.
Now, another upgrade is to replace your current bathroom vanity cabinet sink with a pedestal sink. A lot more accessible, right?
Yeah, sure. Think about this. I mean, you know, the vanity is really just a sink surrounded by a big box. And so if you're in, say, a wheelchair and you want to roll up to it, it's not as accessible, whereas a pedestal sink is. So consider upgrading to that. And also, when you choose a pedestal sink, you might be able to get one that you can raise up a few inches so that you can get underneath it better. And also, as you bend down to wash your hands, it's a little closer.
And it makes the bathroom look that much bigger, too.
Absolutely.
Now, another improvement that's easy to make to bathrooms would be grab bars. But I think when you say grab bars, we all think hospital-esque.
Oh, super sterile.
Yeah, stainless steel, knurled handles, things like that. The grab bars today, though, can be quite attractive. In fact, I think I've seen some plumbing manufacturers that make them to match the faucets.
Match the faucets, beautiful stainless steel, nice chrome finishes. And also the hardware is really good, right? Because we don't know what's behind those walls. And when you're doing a retrofit, you're wondering, can you get a stud or not? Well, they've got some great hollow wall anchors so that you can actually put in a grab bar that can hold all of your weight, make it nice and secure.
And I think another good point that not only works well in the bathroom, but throughout the house is to improve lighting. I mean, I think all of us end up doing work under super dim lighting, and then we're all wearing glasses earlier than we're supposed to. So it just makes a lot of sense to use the brightest bulb that fixtures can handle.
Our ability to see diminishes with age. And it's not just distance, as you say, it's also, you know, how bright things are. So light up the house.
Now, what about the toilet? That's probably the last seat in the house that you end up changing. But those couple of inches in the difference between a standard toilet and one that's known as an ADA height toilet can make a big difference.
It's a lot of up and down.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be getting up and down and on the toilet. So as you say, the higher up it comes, the easier it is to maneuver yourself in and out of that toilet. And if you do end up using a wheelchair, a higher toilet is easier to shift over to.
And they're far more water efficient today. Anytime you replace a toilet, you get one that's much more water efficient and does a great job.
We spent a lot of time at one of the countries, actually one of the world's largest plumbing manufacturers, and they have an entire division set up just to invent stylish, hardworking, efficient fixtures, faucets, toilets, and stuff for an aging population. They're very aware of this problem, so there's a great number of choices out there.
And, you know, these are improvements that make sense not only for the bathroom, but for the kitchen and really for your entire house.
All over the house, right? I mean, so think about this. If you've got a banister going up one side of the stairs, put it on the other side as well. Put another railing there, too. It only helps, you know, another place to grab. You can do it all throughout this house. And we've got a great gallery of photos and ideas on thisoldhouse.com that can walk you through all the possibilities.
Good advice. Kevin O'Connor, the host of TV's This Old House. Thanks for stopping by the Money Pit.
My pleasure.
All right, you can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For your local listings and some really great step-by-step videos on making your home more accessible and a lot of other projects, you can visit thisoldhouse.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.